Today's daf is Tainus daf Tezvav. We are on the bottom of Yudal and Mabez as we finish up the first parak here in the Mesechta and get into the beginning of the second Mesechta and the actual process of what took place during a fast day, what they used to do. So first we're on the bottom, Yudal and Mabez. We just had issues of behavior between a Talmud Chacham and Am Haaretz, and now we continue in that regard. About third line after the two dots. But 10 lines up from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Elazar. Ein Adam Chashuv Rashoy Lipol Al Panav. A person, a Chashuv person, is not allowed to literally fall on his face. Ela Imkein Ne'enek Yeshua Binun. Unless he is sure that he will be answered, or he is on the level of having such merit, like on the level of Yeshua Binun. Shene'emar Vayomar Hashem Al Yeshua Kumlach. When Hashem says to Yeshua, get up and stop. Lamazat Arofal Panecha. Don't fall down, meaning I'm going to answer your tefillos, and I'm going to give you a Yeshua. But there Yeshua is told to get up from his falling, but anyone else should not be falling. What does this mean? This means in a time of this, when there's a state of tachnun, when there's a time that we're saying what's called nefilas apayim, in the official sense of what tachnun is, one is not allowed to act in a way which would bring undue attention to oneself. And therefore, the Gemara says, if somebody is on the level of Yeshua ben Nun, and there would be zochet to such answers, then one could say, okay, one could act in that way. But other than that, one is not supposed to bring undue attention to themselves. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Ein Adam Chashev, Simon Kuflam and Aleph, Ein Adam Chashev, Rashoi, Lipol Al Panav, Kishemis Palela Atzibur. Someone is not allowed to literally fall down when he is davening to the Tzibur, LMK, for the Tzibur, LMK, Batuach Sheyaneh. The Farshim explain, what does Nefilas Apayim mean? We all do Nefilas Apayim. We all say Tachnun. We all lean on our arm. So the post can explain, no, this type of Nefilas Apayim that is being referred to is an unusual type. It's the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, Kishehu Lashon Kida, when it is totally, if somebody's lying on the floor, even if you don't have separated arms and legs, going all the way down, that is not appropriate if it's a place where that is not the minog. And that is why, if somebody's in a regular shul, during tachnun, and we see someone who goes straight up, prostrates themselves on the floor, like on a Yom Kippur, we'd look at them and say, what are you doing? Like, that's not what the regular tachnun is. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Avilo hayisham ritzpas avanim." Even separate from the issue of a stone floor, which maybe we'll get to in a minute, the bishar kol adam shari ba'adam chashav aser dimhu matel ksas al tzido. Avilo ritzpas avanim shari. If you're leaning, that would be okay. But if you're not, if we are just doing something, a total kida, a total prostration in a place where nobody else is acting that way, so that is what the Gemara means here, that it is inappropriate. The Mefarshim explain, Rashi says, it's a bizayon atzmo. When we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not supposed to bring undue attention to ourselves. And therefore, if we do this, it's mechzi kiyuhara, so to speak, like the bringing undue attention, and as we've said before, that is a type of chumrah that is inappropriate, because chumras are supposed to be personal, they're not supposed to be behaviors that bring undue attention to myself. That's what the Marsha here says. It's chiluk vod shamayim, and it is not appropriate chumrah. That is a big topic that we've touched on many times. Appropriate and inappropriate chumras, this is one of the inappropriate ones, just to remind us all of one of the rules and regulations of chumras. We've had a shiur about this in the past, five or six rules and regulations, but just remind the tzibur of one. It's a Gemara in Maseches Chulin that discusses waiting between fleishiks and milchiks. And the Gemara quotes Mar Ukva, where Mar Ukva says, well, my father, he waited 24 hours between fleishiks and milchiks. He was like wine. I'm like vinegar. I only wait with Su'uda Achrita, which according to Rov Rishonim means 6 hours, and that's why the minhag of Rov Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, is to wait 6 hours. Yes, we have the other sources for 3 hours and into the six, and 1 hour, which has even more basis than 3 hours, but either way, the different opinions in the Gemara. But that's the Gemara. Marukva says, I'm like vinegar, my father's like wine. He waited 24 hours, and I only wait 6 hours. Ask the Bali Musar. If Marukva thought it was a great idea to wait 24 hours between fleishiks and milchiks, so why didn't he wait? What, he wanted the ice cream so badly? He wanted the milchiks? He couldn't wait? He was one of the Gedolei Amoraim. How is it that he said, oh, my father waited 24 and I only wait 6? I'm like vinegar. The answer is, he could have waited. But he thought and he figured out that chumrah was not an appropriate chumrah for where he was holding in life, where he was up to. Every chumra not only has to fit into everyone else around us, like the example given in our Gemara, I can't do kida because it's mechzi ki yuara. That type of behavior will single me out amongst others, but even within my own religious personality, I have to make sure that every chumra is appropriate. If I speak Lashon Hara all day, that is not a type of person that should be waking up at Chatzos and crying for the Beis HaMikdash. Right, step by step, I got to work on my Lashon Hara. I got to work on my kavana in davening. I have to work step by step, doing what I can in terms of my avodas Hashem. So that's number one halacha, important for what it is and for important for what it symbolizes. The person thinks, "Oh, I'm doing the filas apayim and however I want to." The answer is no. We have to take into account the others around us. That is in terms of nefilas apayim. One other ha'ara, and that is, we know we do nefilas apayim leaning over. There is a concept that that it's not in Shulchan Aruch, but it's the minhag. The minhag is we always try to have a sleeve when we do nefilas apayim. We always try to have a sleeve. If somebody's wearing short sleeves, we pull down the shirt. We always try to have a sleeve. So what is the issue of a sleeve? So it's not really a sleeve. We think that, oh, it's to cover my arm. Really, covering my arm is not the issue. The issue is having a separation between my face and the floor. That's the key. And therefore, if I use my bare arm as a separation, that's not called a separation, because the bare arm is me. It's just like trying to use my own hand for a yarmulke. That doesn't work. I can use somebody else's hand for a yarmulke, but I can't use my own hand, because that's me. I can't cover me with me. So too, if I'm leaning over to use my bare arm, it's not, the sleeve is not meant to cover the arm. It's meant to cover between the face and the floor because of the Isser of Evan Maskis. That's the quote at the end of Parshas Bahar. It's quoted here at the end of Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, whenever one bows down, whether it's the Tefilas Apayim, whether it's on Yom Kippur, when we do a Koron U'Mishtachavin, there has to be a hefsek between my face and the stone floor, because that's how the Umos HaOlam used to serve their guards as a separate Isser. Evan Maskis will sit in Ubar Tzachem. Rama says, V'chein Asur l'chal Adam li'pol ha'panav, b'pishit yadayim v'raglayim, afilu im ein sham Evan Maskis. Even if there isn't to fall down, because it's Zera Atu, avalam no teksas al sido mutter, im ein sham Evan Maskis. V'chein Yasu b'yam ha'kipurim, kishenofon al-paneyam, im yasiu sham asavim, kadeh lahafzik b'in ha'karka. That's why we take the paper towels, not just not to get our pants dirty, but to have a hefsek between our face and the floor. That is the key in terms of Evan Maskis and why we go down. Again, the minhag is only to go down v'makam she'i sefer Torah. That is in the Rama. The Rama quotes that earlier in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Reish Omrim, te'ein nefilas apayim el v'makam she'ish aron v'sefer Torah b'socho. Ava beloze, omrim t'china below kisi panim, v'chei no'agin. We still say the tachanun. We just don't lean over. We sit down and we say it without the kisui panim. So that is couple of halachas of tachanun. If you remember the power of tachanun. Tachanun is a very powerful tefillah. The Gemara discusses in Maseches Bamitzvah. If one's not mafsik between Shemona Esrei and Tachanun, they can have unbelievable repercussions. Remember the end of the story of Tanur Shalachnai, when Rebbe Lazar was berated by the Chachamim, and even Loba Shemayim, he went against him, and at the end, his wife did not let him say Tachanun, because she knew something terrible would happen. If he would say Tachanun, and one day she got confused, and it was a two-day Rosh Chodesh, a one-day Rosh Chodesh, she didn't think he was saying Tachanun, and he said it, and Rachman al-Islam, there were tragic consequences from that statement. But anyway, the power of Tachanun, we should never take it for granted or not take it seriously. It's one of those tefillos, maybe the worst in terms of mazel, right? Tachanun does not have mazel. So many times we get rid of Tachanun for no reason. It's a yard side of somebody. There's no source in Shulchan Aruch about not saying Tachanun because it's a yard side of someone. There are certain days that we don't say Tachanun, especially in Shulchan Aruch. The Gaonim said Tachanun on Purim, so we don't go that far. We don't say Tachanun on Purim, but the specific days are listed. You don't say Tachanun in Beis HaAvel, and we don't say Tachanun on Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and the Chodesh Nisan and between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. All those are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and then the week after Shavuos. But you know, except expanding from there, the way it is now, it's really ain't mazel l'tachanun. We have to try to bring mazel back to tachanun. It's such a powerful tefillah, and we have to take it seriously. Rosh Feinstein even writes that if somebody's in a shul where they're not saying tachanun for no halachically valid reason, the person should say tachanun himself. right? Not to make a big deal about it, not to scream about it, just when they start going, Asher Yishev Yisach, a person should go down and say Tachar to themselves, because that's not called Porish Ben Atzibur, because they're being Porish Ben Atzibur. Good. Okay. So the first line, Rabbi Elazar says, the person is not allowed to have the Tefilas Yapayim, unless they are Vada going to be answered like Yeshua Benun, that they're tremendous, tremendous God of Adar. V'yam Rabbi Elazar, Ein Adam, about 10 lines up, Ein Adam Chasher, V'ashoy Lachgor Sak. A person is not allowed to put on sackcloth when there is a situation of mourning. LMK Nene Ki Yeho Yoram Ben Achav. If, yes, unless he's on the level of being answered like Yehoram, the son of Achav. Shnei Amar Vahi Kishmoa Hamelech Es Divrei HaYisha Vayigras Begadav V'hu Over Alachoma Vayara'am Hinei Asak Al Bsaros. He had on sackcloth. V'gomer V'yamar Belazer Lo Hakol Bekriya V'lo Hakol Benefila. Not everyone is answered through tearing their clothing, and not everyone is answered through Nefilas Apayim, about falling down on their faces. Different of our biblical leaders, figures, use different methods. Moshe v'Aaron b'Nefila, Yoshua v'Kali b'Kriya. Moshe v'Aaron b'Nefila. Moshe and Aaron fell down when they heard about the Meraglim. D'chziv v'Yipol Moshe v'Aaron apanayim. They fell down. They fell down, and that's how they protected themselves and davened. Yeshua v'Kali b'Kriya. D'chziv v'Yoshua b'Nun v'Kali b'Nefune. Karu b'Gdehem. They tore their clothing. Karu b'Gdehem. Maskav l'Rab Zeira v'Yitim Rishu Barachmeni. Ihave k'siv Yehoshua k'dekamrit. If the Pathak would have said Yehoshua b'Nun v'Kali b'Nefune, then you're right. That would be mutually exclusive. Moshe and Aaron fell down. Yeshua and Kalev tore their clothing. Hashta d'chziv v'Yoshua. Now that it says v'Yoshua with the vav, Hava ha'avid, we can assume that they did both. Yeshua v'Kalev did both, fell down and tore their clothing as a sign of mourning. Right? Mourning for the, what were they mourning for? Mourning for Eretz Yisrael. Or maybe possibly mourning for those people who were about to be punished. We find a number of times in Chazal, the concept of mourning even before the death of a, if it is known, right? Not too often. You find by David HaMelech, when he was told by the Navi that his Yelad was not going to live, he sits Shiva before the Yelad dies, right? And when the Yelad dies, so then he gets up from his mourning, right? As if to say that if somebody knows Vadai about, so he's a Navi, then they know when it's going to take place, they can already have the reaction of Avelos right away, even before. We don't do that Bizman Hazeh. But that's what David HaMelech did. There's a Yerushalmi by Mesushalach, the week of, not really by Mesushalach, by the week where the Mabul is delayed in Parshas Noach. It says in another 7 days, I'm going to bring the Mabul. So Rashi quotes, what were those 7 days? It was the days after Mesushalach died. So it was the Shiva Mesushalach. Hashem didn't want to bring the Mabul then. But the Yerushalmi there says, the Torah Tzvimah quotes it. The Yerushalmi says, no, this was a Shiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mourning for the world. It was 7 days for that Avelus. The question is, it didn't happen yet. It didn't happen yet. What do you, Avelos is after the fact, not before the fact. That's a second example of Avelos could even be before the fact, if it is Vadai known. Because part of Avelos is the reaction to the knowledge of the event, not just to the event. So, by David HaMelech, where he knew for sure, or in the case of the Mabul, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal knew for sure, that could even be before. So, that's what was happening here. What were they mourning for? Yehoshua and Kaleb, why were they tearing their clothing? So, it might just be that they were upset, that they were davening. Right? But if you want to say it has an element of Kriya, maybe they were doing Kriya for what was about to happen. They knew what was about to happen. They knew that they were too far gone to be able to come back. Period. Va'amar, 3 lines to the bottom. V'yamar Rabbi Elazar, lo akol b'kima v'lo akol b'hishtach havaya. Now we're expanding what we're talking about here. Not every nation that will come meet us in the future will be standing up, and not everyone will be bowing down. V'lo akol b'hishtach havaya. Melachim b'kima v'sarim b'hishtach havaya. Melachim will be in Kima, standing up, and Tzarim, the princes will be Ishtach Havaya, based on the Pasuk. Malachim b'Kima d'chsev, the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, Komar Hashem, go El Yisrael, Kiddosho. Hashem says, Livzo Nefesh, Limisaiv Goy, Le'evin Moshlin. These are all different words of how we were portrayed, or we will be portrayed, the disgusting of soul, Limisaiv Goy, it makes the other nations Don't like us, Le'evin Moshlim, Avadim rule over us, Milachim Yiru v'kamu. This nation, The kings will come and see you and stand up. That's what's going to happen in the future. V'sarim b'hishtachavaya. How do you know the princes will come in a prostrated state? T'chsiv sarim v'hishtachavu. The next pasuk. Maskavla Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Itamer, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Achmeini. I haviksiv. The Keren Ora changes this girsa a little bit to make it fit in better. I haviksiv sarim without the vav yishtachavu kitaka amrit. If it's at sarim without the vav, then I understand each is mutually exclusive. One of them is standing, and one of them is bowing. Hasha dechsiv sarim vayishtachavu. But now that it has the vav, havaha of it, like we said earlier by Yeshua, it must be that the sarim are doing both. They are bowing, and then they are standing and prostrating themselves. Fine. Last one, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Afani Omer. I also have a unique phrase, similarly related. Afani Omer. Lo hakol la'ora v'lo hakol la'simcha. La'asilavo. Not everyone is going to have or, and not everyone is going to have simcha. Depends who you are. Tzadikim la'ora. Tzadikim will be zocha to that special or. V'yisharim la'simcha. Tzadikim la'ora dechsiv ar zarua la'tzadik. Uli'yisharim simcha dechsiv uli'yishre lev simcha. That is the pasuk that we say every Friday night. 2 points. Number one, I mentioned in the past, the ar zarua. In the Hakdama to Hesefer, he writes, there was a halachic work from one of the Rishonim from Ashkenaz, Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna, and his work is called Ar Zarua. Why? What does Ar Zarua have to do with him? So he writes in the Hakdama that he was not sure what he was going to name his Sefer, but he always had a question in life. He always had a question relating to, how do you spell Akiva? How do you spell Akiva? He knows how the Gemara spells Akiva, but he wanted to know how to spell Akiva in real life. And he could never figure it out. And the night before he was going to publish a Sefer, he had a dream. And he sees in his dream the pasuk Ar Zarua La'tzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. And he sees the last letter of every word was bold-faced, was like flashing. And the last word, last letter of every phrase is Rabbi Akiva. Ar Zarua La'tzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, and has a hey at the end of it. So he said, he took that as a simon hashamayim, that Rabbi Akiva is spelled with a hey at the end of it, not an aleph, and he was so excited that he had that vision, he named his sefer Ar Zarua. He named his sefer Ar Zarua because of that. It's also an allusion why we say that pasuk on Leil Kol Nidrei. Why do we say that pasuk Ar Zarua L'Tzadik a few times as the Torahs are taken out? Because Rabbi Akiva's yard site is Yom Kippur. That's the day that he was killed, and to be mazkir, the schus of Rabbi Akiva is one of the reasons why we mention that pasuk as we start the Yom HaKadosh V'Hanora Hazeh. Good. What is a Yashar? We know what a Tzadik is. Tzadik is a righteous individual. Doesn't mean he has more mitzvot than Averos. That's what we spoke about in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But a Tzadik is a Tzadik. We could fathom what a Tzadik is. What's a Yashar? What's a Yashar? The Avos are called Yashar. The Gemara Avodah Zarah Chav Hei, the Avos are called Yasharim. Why were the Avos called Yasharim? What is a Yashar? So that's a well-known Nitziv that we've quoted in Parsha Shirim in the past in his Hakdama. The Nitziv has a Hakdama to each one of the Svarim of the Torah, besides the general Hakdama. But there he discusses what is a Yashar, because Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar. He quotes, Mesech Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Hei, Al Shnei Mikros B'Sefer Yoshua, Halawik Suva Al Sefer HaYashar. What does it mean? It's Sefer Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shnikru Yasharim. V'yesh Lahavin. And it's hard to understand. Lamakar Bilam es avosenu b'shem Yasharim b'yichud. V'lo tzadikim o chasidim v'chadome. Bilam is the one who said this, right? Thomas Avshimos Yasharim. He called the Avos Yasharim. So what does a Yashar mean? That Bilam even recognized this midah of Am Yisrael, and he called the Avos in the name of Yasharim. V'gam lama mechune zeh sefer b'yichud b'kinu Yasharim. U'bilam is palal atzmo sheheach riso kamo bali zeh hakinui. Why is it? So Hoyinyan says the Nitziv. Then is Bar Bishiras Azinu. It says at the end of the Torah, Azinu Hatsur Tamim Pa'alo Tzadik V'Yasharhu. So we see a Tzadik and a Yashar are different, just like the pasuk we just had in our Gemara. Arzuru La Tzadik Ule Yishre Leiv Simcha. The Shevach Yasharhu Nomar LaHatzadik Din Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Churban Bayisheni. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is described in that way. During Churban Bayis, Shahayadar Ikeshu Fisal Tol, Upi Rashnu, Shahayu Tzadikim Vachasidim Vamle Torah, Avalohayu Yasharim Bahalichos Olamim. What happened during Bayis Sheni? They were Tzadikim, they were Amelim Batorah, they were Chasidim, but they were not Yasharim. Why? What does a Yashar mean? A Yashar means somebody who respects and acknowledges that there are other ways of serving, different than the way I serve. That's a yashar. I am straight, and I don't become crooked when I hear about your service. Al kain mipnei sinas chinam shebelibam zeh chashdu es mi sherou shenoeg shelo kedaitam beyiras Hashem shutzduki v'apikaris. If somebody serves Hashem different than me, then he must be a kofir. Must be a kofir. Must be a tzduki. Says that's what a non-yashar is. Says the Netziv, and that's an aschinam led to other terrible averus. Ubaa yedei zel deishvichas damim b'derech haflaga ulechol arosha ba'olam atshachar v'abayis v'alzeh hayatzida kadin. So then we atzida kadin. Hashem is tzaddik v'yashar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is yashar v'enusovol tzaddikim ke'elu. Ela ba'ofen shacholchem b'derech hayashar gam b'halichas olam v'lom ba'ak mimus. Even though you think you're l'shem shamayim, shezeh gorem churban habriya v'harisus yishev ha'aretz. V'zeh, and that was the shevach of the avos. Why? Shemovach ayud tzaddikim v'chassidim v'ohavei Hashem, v'ofan ayoser efshar, even though besides that they were tzaddikim in their own right. And Avram Avinu was a tzaddik and he kept all the mitzvos and he was being marbitz and mefarsein the name of Hashem in the world. Od hayu yisharim. But he was also a yashar, meaning hainu she even hisnagu im umos haolam afilo ov the alila mechuarim, even idol worshippers mikol makom hayu imam ba'ahava v'chashu letovasam kash basher hikim abriya. He davened for stone as hard as he could. Kvoshet aron b'kavish adeach avirin esfalal stone afagav shu sunny osam v'es malkam tachlus hasina avarish asam. He hated them. He hated them. They all the Avodah Zarah. It was against everything he stood for. But still, chafetz b'kiyumam. And he davened for them, and that's a yashar. Someone who recognizes that there are other people in life that don't be or aren't like him, even if they're non-Jewish, even if they're all the Avodah Zarah. Especially, kal v'chomer, fellow Jews, that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu differently than me. That's the basic. The basic level of yashrus. That is the definition of a yashar, and that's what Bilam saw. Ubilam, b'shah shahaya ruach hakodesh alav, lo haya yachol lehispale al roem ma'asav, she'eno tzadeh v'chazed kavar misav Yaakov, akreishu navi umos ha'olam, v'roshu v'kara tumach, chen ispale al ruach hilucho b'derech eretz, she'im roi haya lo listo as yisro b'tach l'sina, v'chulu, b'kal makom lo haya roi lehem levakesh, la'akar u'mashleima, v'eno derech yishar b'kiyim ha'olam, tamas nafshi moshi sharim, he says that midah he can't fathom, and he can't deal with. That's the Netziv in the beginning of his Sefer on Bereishis. That's this pasuk here. Arzarul atzadik uli yishrei lev simcha. Hadron aloch me'emasai. So, that was the me'emasai, the first parak in Tainus, same name as the first parak in Brachas. And now we get into parak beis. Parak beis of Tainus, which is all about the actual seder, what was done in the on the days of drought, right? Only a couple of dafim, four blot this parak before we get into the third parak, which is related to Meshagadata. Seder Tanios Ketzet. So what do they do? What do they do on the fast days when the Pashas, the last seven fast days, when there is a Tzara? There are some Rishonim that say this was done on fast days other than the day the rain fast days. If you look in the Rambam, it sounds like it's done only for the rain. The following procedure. The Rambam says, B'chol yom v'yom yisheva ta'anios ha'achronos shel matar. Every day of the last seven of rain. Mispalalin al seder zeh. You do this. And I'm about to describe it, but we'll get back to the Mishnah. But it sounds like for the Rambam that it's Dafka, the rain ones. Though other Rishonim, the Ramban, says that it is, it might be expanded to other Tanios. So say the Tanios Ketzan. Motzien es ha-teva l'rechov ha-sha'ir. We bring out the teva to the street. We got the teva to the street. What's the teva? How do you describe teva? So it's something to do with the Sefer Torah. Not 100% clear what it means. The Pashas is what we would call the Aron. What we call an Aron, that's what they call the Teva. That's the Pashas. The Bach in Siman Kuf Nun discusses this in a different context. What do you call the Aron and what do you call a Teva? In the context of Beis HaKnesses, it's about built the structure of the Shul. Where do you put the Teva? And where do you put the Heichal? And where do you put the Aron? As we know, there is a structure, a Mesorah for the structure of the Shul. The Torahites in Siman Kuf Nun. Bonin Ba heichal lahaniach bo sefer Torah. You build a heichal to put a sefer Torah in it. So obviously the heichal sounds like the aron, what we call the aron. Ubonin oso the ruach shem is palin kinegdo ba oso ha'ir. You put it on the side that you daven towards. Kadeshi upneihem mol ha'heichal kishe yamdu l'tfila. Heichal is what we call aron. Umamidin bima be'emsa beis haknesses. And you put a bima in the middle of the shul. As we know, the Chassam Sofer screams about this. That the early reform movements, they used to move the bima up to the front to be like the churches, but we have it in the middle. The emso basic nasas la amod aleha hakorei batorah kedeshe yishmu kulam, that all could hear it. The case at Yoshvim, and how do they sit? Zakenim pareim klape ha'am. That's quoted in the Ramah also, that the rabbi should sit facing the crowd. It's in the Ramah. Vachronim klape ahechal v'kal am Yoshvim lefneim shura shuros. Everybody sits in the rows facing. Facing front, klape kalam, uklape echel, uklape azakenim, uklape hateva. And then he throws in teva. So, not clear what teva is, but it's clear in the shulchan, in the Torah that it's not the bima, and it's not the aron. So the Torah, the bachir goes into what exactly is teva. It says, teva is arucha, teva arucha v'ksara shemunach ba sefer Torah achas, v'shliach tzibur yori lefanel espalel. It's a place where you put the sefer Torah down on, but you don't lean from it. So like another area where you put the Sefer Torah down, maybe a place where after you used it or before you used it, it's going to go on, but some other place where the Sefer Torah was used. So here too, the where do you put it? You take the Teva out to the Rechova Shalir. Let's go with the fact that this is the Aron. Right? You take the Aron, you put it outside, and you are going to use this extreme measure of bringing the Aron out to the street in order to inspire people to be able to do tzura. V'nosdin efer makle al gabe hateva, and we put ashes, efer makle al gabe hateva. Rashi points out here, the Rashi in quotes, that plain efer might have been interpreted as afar. Efer and afar, ashes and dirt are sometimes interchangeable. But efer makle is for sure ashes. Right, because it's burned. Kalui means to be burned. You take ashes and you put it on the teva, on top of where the Torah is. Uberosh hanasi, uberosh avbezdin, and after that, v'chalecha v'echanose berosho, and then everybody puts it on their head. Right, the Rambam describes this. I'll read the Rambam's parallel lashon. We'll see in a satevel or chovah shalir, v'kola miskapsin u'miskasim b'sakim. Everybody has on sackcloth. V'nos an efer makla al gabe ateva v'al gabe sefer Torah. The Rambam says you put it on the sefer Torah themselves. Kedei lahagdil es habechia u'lahachnia libam, to make the cry great and to be machnia their hearts, to make their hearts lowered. V'echem an ha'am notel man ha'efer v'nosim b'rosh ha'nasi b'rosh b'isa v'ezdin. Somebody puts it on the leaders, and then everybody puts it on themselves. But that is in order to get us in a state of hachna, in order to get us in the mood, as if we needed some encouragement when we are facing a very serious drought. And what happens? Hazakin Shabahan Omer Lefehem Divrei Kivushin. And the Zakin amongst them, one of the elders get up to say Divrei Kivushin, to get up and give Musar to try to get them to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is it going to be? We'll see in a second. Just one other ha'ara on the ashes. Efer Makle. If you look in Tosfos is one page down. Turn the page for a minute. Tazov Mabez. Tosfos. V'nosin Efer Al-Gabe. Tosfos has a very unusual statement. Tosfos says, second Tosfos on the Amud. V'oso Efer Havi Me'etzem Adam. What does Tosfos say on the Pashtus? You take ashes from human bone. Human bone. Shaharei, Tosfos says, Shaharei ha'efer havei zichron ha'akeda, uba'akeda haya atzamos. Because after all, the akeda was human ashes, and therefore, we use human ashes as a zecher to be mazkir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the akeda. Two questions. Number one, there was no ashes at the akeda. It was ki'ilu. The ashes were animal ashes, right? It was the ayil nechaz basvach. So this is talking about, right? And number two, halachically, you're allowed to have human ashes? No chiv of kvura? Of course you have to bury it. What's Tosas talking about? Says the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right here in the back. He says, sarach iyun achzoru v'tama latzmecha me'eze etzem adam yehe efer zeh v'ayeyim sa'u v'chi yisrafu etzem adam b'shvil kach. going to burn somebody to get ashes of a human being? Vegam efer shel etzim. Use wooden ashes. Yesh zichron le'afro shel yislach. That's also a zecher. Adarabah. Misham ra'ay she'etzorach le'efer shel etzim adam. Shel yislach lo nisraf. Ela efer shel etzim she'naso le'tzorach achidaso. What about the wood that he burned? He burned the wood. Right, they didn't burn Yitzchak. V'nisrifu, v'natze efer. Zeshakari afaro shel Yitzchak. V'lachid be'efer shel sreifas eitzim ba'almo yisuchi rezu. V'ze pashut u'mochrach. D'loki deri atosus sham. V'adei zarim ma'od gabalav hachi. Yavis can't believe Tosus. Unless you don't take Tosus literally, something. But Tosus is very difficult to know what exactly Tosus is driving at. There are some Kabbalistic sources. The Archaim HaKadosh quotes the Parashas Vayera that somehow Yitzchak was burned and then he had Tchias HaMesim. We discussed this back in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, where we discussed what the birthdays were. What the birthdays were on for the, all of the Avos, and when they died, they say Yitzchak was born on Pesach. He was born on Pesach. When did the Akedah take place? There are different versions, but Kabbalistically there are some that say that maybe he was born on Pesach, but that he was killed and was born again at the Akedah. And he had a different nature, different mahus at the Akedah. Now he had a mahus that he could have children beforehand. He couldn't have children. More of a different type of neshama. Okay, Kabbalistically, feel free to look at the Arachayim HaKadosh relating to Akedah issues. But that is, Pashtus is, that he wasn't burned. And therefore, the Yavetz has a very strong taina. The Shor HaMetzion Balacha says maybe there's a Tosofer and Tosfos should read a little differently. Either way, it's Tzarechian. We should be aware of the Tosfos and the difficulties with it. Okay, third line of the Mishnah. So the Zakeh says, Direi Kivushin. What does he say? He starts giving Musar. Acheinu, my brothers. Lo nomar ba'anshe Ninveh. Maybe the greatest tshuva movement in history, in an entire city. The city of Ninveh. It doesn't say by Ninveh, Vayara Lokim, es sakam ve'es ta'anisam, that Hashem sees their sackcloth. Ela, Vayara Lokim es ma'aseihem. He sees their actions. Ki shava midarkam ha'ra'am. He saw that they have done tshuva. They have changed their actions. So that's what we have to do. Upa Kabbalah hu omer. And in Kabbalah, what Kabbalah means this? This means, in Divrei Nevi'im, in Kabbalah hu omer, it says, Vekiru levavchem v'al begdeichem. Tear your hearts, don't tear your clothing. That is what's more important. Wasn't the earlier pasuk also from Navi? Yonah, and this is Yoel. They both took him from Shreyasar. Why only the second one is called Divrei Kabbalah, and not the first one? So Rashi suggests here, the Rashi here, that when the Navi is giving a specific command, so that's called Divrei Kabbalah. Where it's just telling a story of what happened, that's not called Divrei Kabbalah. That's just Nevi'im. Uparek iu, kol makam shanavi mitzave umodia umazir as Yisrael karele Kabbalah. Ubechal duchta, delois pakin Navi. Kihai vayar alokim, shemisaber vaholech, that's not called Kabbalah, that's just Divrei Nevi'im. That's one difference. There is a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in Baba Kama. On Daf Beis, also he's Bechalik, Divrei Kabbalah versus Non. He suggests there, Divrei Kabbalah is when there's Musar. There's a message for us to get. Well, Kovel is to cry out and to complain. So maybe that's the Chilek. Either way, Divrei Kabbalah is the phrase we use, at least for certain parts of Navi, that we might even get halachos from. Right? The Rambam says, sometimes, this is Daraisa, this is Divrei Kabbalah, means based on Psukim. Vayter, Amdu B'Tfilah, so then they start davening. Amdu B'Tfilah. And then they morid lefnei ateva. The Tiferes Yisrael here says maybe this structure is a rebus to kol nidre, that there's a drasha in shul and then you start davening in kol nidre. Amdu b'tfila morid lefnei ateva. So what do? You put in front of the teva. You put as the chazin zaken v'ragil, somebody who is a zaken v'yesh lo banim u'beis oreka, but he has children at home who are starving. K'dei she'libo lishalim b'tfila. He has needs at home. If he has needs at home, he has a family at home, then he'll be able to daven properly and realize that we need the rain very badly and he'll have proper kavana. Rashi quotes the second day, maybe Reikam, that means that he doesn't have Averos, he's more of a tzaddik, but either way, he's somebody who could be an appropriate chazen. Va'omer lifnehen, Esther Marba brachos, and the 24 brachos are said, the 24 special brachos of a tainus. Yurchesha b'chol yom, the 18 regular brachos, or now 19 regular brachos, umosibol emocheish, and 6 extra ones. 6 extra brachos. Ve'eloin, what are the 6 extra brachos? Here we go. Number 1, zichronos. The zichronos, the psukim we say on Rosh Hashanah, the zichronos. That's what Rashi says, the psukim. With shofaros, and the psukim of shofaros. El, and next, what other prakim of Tehillim? Kel Hashem batzaras ali karasi v'yaneini. That parak. Esa inay el aharim, v'gomer. Mima makim karasicha Hashem. Tfilo la'ani ki yatof. All those six, and we'll end off how you end them soon, but each of those are a separate bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo hayatzarach lomar zechronos v'shofaros, he says you don't say those, el omer tachteyen, you have different sections. Ra'av kiyeh ba'aretz, dever kiyeh, related to famine and plague, asher haya dvar Hashem al yirmiyo, al divri abatzores, relating to the drought. So those are the six. Those are the six content-wise what we say in tefillah. Which Shmona Esrei do we say this in on a fast day? Which Shmona Esrei? We say it in all the Shmona Esreis. All the Ramban. The Ramban here has that suffix. The Ramban says he's not sure. It's not clear in the Gemara. Which tefillahs you say it by? The Ramban is noted to say all of them. Noted to say it by all of them, which is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, but others aren't sure. The Meiri says only by Shacharis. Others say maybe uniquely by Ne'ilah. But the Shulchan Aruch says here in Taf Kuf Ayin Hey. Shulchan Aruch says, like the Ramban. Where's the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says here, Tav Kuf Ayin Hey, that when we add on those tilos, Avru Elav Lonenu, Bezen goes in Oshevag, Tidus Al Atzibur, Shini Vachamisha Vashani, Vachulu, and Masvim and Bashofar Al Brachas of Sifin Bohem, Umispalam Berkova Ir, Umosifin Shesh Brachas, Betfilas Shachris, Ubetfilas Mincha. Right, Shachris, not Meyer the night before, because they didn't start yet, but Shachris and Mincha. And then at the end, we do Ne'ilah towards the end of the day. But that is that's like the Ramban's day of doing it in all the tefillahs. Vaidus. Those are the brachas. How do we end each bracha? Va'omer, back to the Mishnah Chosmehen. What are the chasimas? Ala Rishona Hu Omer. On the first one, what do we say? Hu Omer Misha Anes Avraham Bahara Maria Hu Yane. We know this from Slichas. Hu Yane Eschem Yishma B'Kol Tzachaschem B'Hayom Hazeh Bracha Hashem Goel Yisrael. Right, that's the first ending. We throw in a little Misha Anna by Avram Avinu. Where was Avram Avinu answered? It's a great question. The first one in the Misha Anna is in Slichas. He who answered Avram Avinu, what did Avram ask for? Where did Avram ask for something? All the others are pretty clear. There was a Tzara and they were saved. What did Avram ask for? What he asked for, the Tosa says later on, Adav Tezayin. Maybe he asked to be saved from Nimrod. That's what it means. When he was saved from the burning of the Kivshon HaEsh. The Marsha says, amazingly, he was davening that he shouldn't have to sacrifice Yitzchak and he found an ayil. Or maybe after he was told not to, he davened to find an ayil. Right? He was going to do it anyway. And he was doing it l'shem shemayim. But maybe deep down he had that love for a father and maybe he, you know, didn't want. Or wanted to, but didn't want to. He didn't ask any questions, but he did it. But it's amazing. He davened something. We just don't know exactly. Misha Anna. We know he was answered. We don't exactly know what the problem was and what the question was. The Yerushalmi also here discusses that question as well. But that's rule number one. Vayter. Alashniya Omer, Mishana Zavosin al Yamsuf, he who answered our forefathers of the Yamsuf, who Yana Eschem, Yishma Bakolza, Chaschem, Yamazebrach, Hashem, Zocher Hanishkachos. He answered them at Yamsuf. Al Shlishis Omer, Mishana Yoshua Bagilgal, who Yana Eschem, Yishma Bakolza, Chaschem, Yamazebrach, Hashem, Shomea Trua. When Yeshua went across the Yarden, Al Raviyas Huomer Mishana Shmuel Ba Mitzvah, Huyana Eschem Yishma B'Kol Tzachaschem Ayamazeh. When Shmuel defeated the enemy there, the Plishtim Berachat Hashem Shomeiat Tzaka. Al Chamishis Huomer Mishana Eliyahu Bar Carmel, famous story of Eliyahu Navi in Sefer Malachim. When he gathers all of Am Yisrael and he goes up to Har Carmel and the Nevi'ei Habal built their own Mizbeach and they daven all day. And it doesn't come, and Eliyahu Navi, in Mincha time, he has his Mizbeach, which he douses with water, and the fire comes down from Shemayim, and everyone screams out, Hashem hu ha'elokim. Hu yan eschem, yishma b'kol tzachaschem, yom hazeh, brachat Hashem, shumia tefila. And al-Rashishis hu omer, the last one, mishan ez yona, mimei ha'dagav, hu yan eschem, yishma b'kol tzachaschem, yom hazeh, brachat Hashem, ha'oneh be'eis tzara. That's six. Al-Rashishis, why is it seven? Because the first one was connected within Gal Yisrael. That was not an added bracha, that was just an expanded re'ena v'anyenu. So we have a shvias. Fala shvias u'omer, mishan es David v'shlomo b'no b'Yerushalayim, hu ya'ane eschem v'yishma b'kol katzachaschem ha'yam hazeh, baruch ato Hashem ha'marachim al ha'aretz. Good. One other ha'ara. The Abu Draham asks, when he talks about the Seder HaTfilos here, if you want to look it up, it's on page Reish Nun, he asks, why here in all the cases the Chazid basically excludes himself? He who answered you should answer you. What about us? He who answers us. Why do we say here? Huyana eschem. Huyana eschem. What about Huyana osanu? Why is it Eschem? Isn't that Porish Benat Zibur? So the Abu Dram says there's a difference between Divrei Musar and Divrei Shevach. You're allowed, when you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can include yourself, but you don't have to include yourself. You say Hashem is awesome. That's true. Nothing wrong with that. When it's Divrei Musar and saying, oh yeah, what Hashem did to us, it can't be due to you, because then it's as if I'm saying Hashem didn't want to do it to me. I'm better. So then, but it comes to Divrei Musar and Divrei Peranus, I can't take myself out of it if I was part of the Tzara. Only by Divrei Shevach, I could praise. There's nothing wrong with having that formulation not being involved. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Maisa, a story. This is a big, long Mishnah. Big long Mishnah, turning over. Maisa, b'mei Rabbi Chalafter, Rabbi Chanina ben Shradion. She'avar echel levnei ateva. Somebody was davening in their shul. V'gamar asa bracha kula v'lo anu achrav amein. And after he finished these brachas, they did not answer amein. They did not answer amein. V'gamar they answered the v'lo anu achrav amein. What happened? What did they do? So if you look in the Rashi on the Rif, which is also not real Rashi, says they answered Baruch Shem Kvom Achasol Yilam Vo'ed instead of amein, like they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. And then what happened? Taku hakohanim v'taku. Then the kohanim. This is during the times of the Tanoim. Yirei chalafter b'chinim and tradion. And taku hakohanim v'taku. Then they blew shofar. Who blew shofar? We'll see in a second. Mishanas avar. And then they say mishanas avar mavida bara mariyu yadeschem mishmakol tzachas chayabazeh hariyu b'nei Aaron hariyu. Then they blew shofar again. Rashi says on top now. Chazin hakneses omar lohen al kol brachu bracha. The Chazan HaKnesses basically made this declaration and there was shofar blown at the end of every tefillah in the Shemona Esrei's. Misha'anas avoseinu al yabsev huyana eschev yishav kol tzachas chayamazeh. And they had shofar and they had this whole give and take. Ukisheba davar eitzel chachamim amru lo hayinu noagin kein ela b'shar mizrach u'bahar abayis. When the chachamim heard about this practice, they said, we didn't do this. We didn't do what? What was inappropriate? Rashi says, not answering amen. You always answer amen. You only might skip amen and answer something else in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one. Or the Ritva says here that they wouldn't blow after each bracha outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right? They just blow at the end of the davening. Not blow al seder habrachos. Right? That is not something that was done then. So either way, there was something being done that was not commonly done outside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Chachamim got upset about it. What's the different lashon? One time the Torah says Kohanim, and the Gemara says Kohanim, and one time B'nei Aharon. So now the Bali Musar point out that every Kohen has two Kedushos to himself. He's a Ben Aharon, and he is a Kohen. He is a Ben Aharon. He yarshins his state. If my father's a Kohen, I'm a Kohen. Automatically, doesn't matter what I did. But then there's a Kohen status also, not just a Ben Aaron status. And that is the level, the type of Kohen that we make ourselves. Right? The unique state that we don't rely on what we got from our forefathers. Right? It's not Yerushalach, as it says in Perkei Avos. We got to do it ourselves. Like we say, there's two relationships that I have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, through my parents and grandparents and forefathers, and through myself. And therefore, sometimes the B'nai Aaron element is mentioned, and sometimes the Kohen element. Both of them are mentioned at the beginning of Emor. B'nai Aaron HaKohanim. Both. Because there are two elements that every person and every Kohen, we are Mamachas Kohanim. So we can take all the message ourselves. Not just being a Kohen. Period. Right during the Mishnah. So we had the 3, 3, and the 7. We just described what happens on the 7. Shalosh Ta'anios HaRishonos. Now, differences and similarities between the sets of fast days. So Shalosh Taniyos HaRishonos, the first three, Anshei Mishmar, Mis'anim, V'lo Mashlimin. So the first three, what did the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash do during these fast days? We know the Kohanim are split up into 24 Mishmaros. The Mishnah is going to say later on, a different Mishmar worked every week. A different base of, a different group within the Mishmar worked every day, split up into six groups, and all of them worked on Shabbos. That's Pashtus. And what did they do on the fast days? The problem is, this counter pressure, if they're fasting, they're not going to be able to do the Avodah as properly as they would be able to do it otherwise. So, the first fast days, the first three, Anshei Mishmar, Mis'anim v'lo Mashlimin, the people who are going to work that week, they fast part of the day. But the Anshei Beis Av, the people working that day, the people who are just there for backup if need be, they fast sub, but they're not Mashlim, because maybe they'll be needed towards the end of the day. The Anshei Beis Av, Lohayim Masal and Klal. The people in the Beis Av that are working that day, they don't fast at all, because they have a job to do. They have a job to do. It's more important for them to focus on the avoda. Shalosh shnios, everything always gets bumped up one. Shalosh shnios, the second set of three. Anshe mishpar misanin umashlimin, if it's not their day to work. Anshe beisav misanin below mashlimin. Sheva achronos, elu ve'elu misanin umashlimin. Div Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says it's so serious in the last seven that even the anshe beisav have to fast and do the avoda fasting. What can you do? That's what you have to do to take part in Klal Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yeshua. V'chachamim omrim, no. Everything is one step down. Shalosh taniyos harishonos elu ve'elu lo hayu masanin klal. The first three are so mako that they don't, even the anshe mishmar don't fast at all. Shalosh shniyos, the middle three, anshe mishmar masanin v'lo mashlimin. V'anshe beisav lo hayu masanin klal. Right, one step up, and Sheva Achronos, the last seven, Anshe Mishra Misanin Umashlimin, if it's not their day, they would fast the whole day. The Anshe Beisav Misanin Velo Mashlimin, and Anshe Beisav would fast, but they would not be Mashlim, because they have to do the Avodah that day. Period. What else happened? What else? Other behaviors? Anshe Mishra Mutar Lushos Yaiba Lelos, Avalo Bayamim. If Kohanim are working that week, as long as it is not their day, they're allowed to drink wine at night. But not by day, Shtu Yayin. A shasi yain can't do the avoda, so they can drink at night. V'anshe beis av lo bayom v'lo balayla. V'anshe beis av can't drink by day or night. Day or night. Why? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi here says they can't drink on the following night because they're still doing the avoda. Hector chalav mevarim is their responsibility. The leftover fats and the bones and the limbs that have to be burned overnight, that's still their responsibility, and therefore they can't drink wine. They're still in the avoda. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam says they can't drink wine the night before because they might still feel the effects of the wine. Which night are we talking about? The following night or the previous night? The Rambam says we're talking about the previous night because the effects of the wine might still be felt and therefore they cannot drink wine then. Well, we'll get to that. In the Gemara, that there are some opinions that even say the Kohanim can't drink wine bisman hazeh. Because who knows? Here you have to do the avoda today, but Mashiach comes today. Right, so you can't drink wine. Obviously, we don't hold that way. Anshe mishmar v'anshe maimad asur milasaper milachabes. The anshe mishmar and maimad that work, the anshe mishmar, the kohanim that work in the Beis Hamikdash, and the anshe maimad, we'll also get to them later on. They're the Levim and the Yisraelim that also were designated representatives to act on behalf of Klal Yisrael each week. So they are not allowed to get haircuts during that week. Why? Because they should have got haircuts beforehand. In order to motivate them to get haircuts before they come, there's an isser during the week. Ubachamishi mutarin, but on Thursdays you don't have a choice. Mutar mipnei kavod Shabbos. Thursday the mutar because of kavod Shabbos. Why not on Friday? Why dafka Thursday? So pashtus is that Friday's a busy day, so you're allowed to do it even earlier. Look, kavod Shabbos. There are some sources. If you look. And Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid, he was the one that made all these famous about doing certain activities on Thursdays and on Fridays, about haircuts, about cutting your nails, about not cutting your nails in a certain order, about not cutting them on the same day. All of that is based on the Tzavar of Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid. And if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simen Reish Samach, he says, you know, it depends who you are. Like the Gemara says in Psachim, man de kapit, kapit, de lo kapit, lo kapit. If you believe that there are certain powers to this, then be makhmer for what he says. But if you don't believe in this, and it's not based on halacha, then you don't have to worry about it. And if you're doing something like Kavod Shabbos, do it whenever you want, however you want it, and shalom al Yisrael. Good. Kala kasa, fourth wide line. Kala kasa Megillas Tainis. We're still in the Mishnah. Any day that is listed in Megillas Tainis, that is one of the holidays that they had during the Zman HaMikdash, delola mispe, that it says you're not allowed to have eulogies on that day, lafan of asur la'achra mutter. You're not allowed to have eulogies the day before either, because it might lead into the day, but the day after you're allowed to. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, the fun of Lach Rav Aser, the both Aser. Any of those days before or after has paid them or Aser. To lo lehis anna, if it's a day that's listed that you can't fast, lefan of Lach Rav Butter, before and after is Butter, because we're not worried about you might come to fast on that day. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the fun of Aser, Lach Rav Butter. Rabbi Yossi also goes up one level of Chumrah. Period. And goes in Tainas Alat Zibra B'Tchila B'Chamishi. You never start a cycle of fast days on a Thursday. It always starts on a Monday. You don't start on a Thursday. Why? Because you don't want to create a price war. If you have Thursday, all of a sudden, people are going to buy and a ton of stuff beforehand, and people are going to think that there's a drought, there's a famine, and therefore it's going to cause price. They're not going to realize it's regular Shabbos. And therefore, always start it on a Monday. Because that's a continuation of the first ones. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Rabbi Yossi says everyone is separate, and therefore each of the three sets has to start on a Monday. So there'll be a hefsek in between them. Ain't goes in Tanis Alatzibur, Barashi Chadashim, Bachanak of Purim. None of the fast days could be on Rosh Chodesh, Chanak, or Purim. Or and Bim Hischilo and Mafsikin. If they started the cycle, then they're not Mafsik. They started this, let's say you started Monday, Thursday, Monday, all of a sudden, oi! Rosh Chodesh comes in the middle. Then you still fast on Rosh Chodesh. You're not mafsik. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Meir. Afal bishamar Rabbi Gamliel. I'm mafsikin. Even though he said that, modo yishem ashlimi. You don't finish the fast day. You might start off on the Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, but you're not mashlimit. V'chein Tisha B'av shechal diyas be'erev Shabbos. So to Tisha B'av on Friday, which cannot fall out according to our calendar, but if it would, one would not be mashlim the fast, not to go into Shabbos when one is starving. Okay, finishing up for today. Gemara Sefer Taniyos Ketzan. Mosidas HaTeva V'chulu. V'yafilu B'kamaisa. Do you take out the Teva? You do all this whole process even on the earlier cycles, the three and the three? V'raminu. Sholosh Taniyos Rishonos V'shniyos Nechlasim L'beis HaKnesses U'mispalin. We have that you go into Shul. K'der Hashem Ispalin Kol HaShad HaKula. U'b'sheva Achronos. Mosidas HaTeva L'rechov HaShalir. The only extreme measures of taking it out is only by the last seven. V'noson Efer Agabi HaTeva U'b'rosh HaNasi U'b'rosh HaVezdin V'kol Echad V'echa V'nosei B'rosho. Right, it's only by the last ones. Reb Nosson Omer Efer Makla HaMivian. Right, the burns, the Efer Makla. So, Amar Papa, you're right. Kitzna Nami Masisan Hashem Achronos Tan. You're right. Okay, our Mishnah, interpret our Mishnah as referring to the last seven. Good. Ubrosha Nasi, last section. You put it on the head of the Nasi. Vahadr Tani, Kolechad Ve'echad, Nosei Barosho. And afterwards it says that everybody puts on their own head. A.D., is that really true? You do the greatest people first, and then the Hamon Am. But Vahatanya, didn't we learn in the Brisa? Rebbe Omer Bigdula Maschlim and Agadol. By great brachos, positive elements, you start with a Gadol. Ubiklala Maschlim and Akatan. But by klala, by negative activities, you can start from the lowliest person. Bigdula Maschlim and Agadol Shenemar. Vayar Moshe Aaron Ule Elazar Uli Samar. When we're talking about the Misora and giving over direction from Hashem, then you start with the greatest, with Aaron Elazar Uli Samar. Ubiklala Maschlim and Akatan. How do we know that? From where? Betchila Deskala Nachash, Vachach Deskala Chava, Vachach Deskala Adam. By the Eis Hadas. Nachash got it first, and then Chava, and then Adam. So you go from the smallest. So why here, where it's talking about a Dover Klala, do you start with the greatest? So the Gemara says, Ha Chashivus Eludetu. No, this itself is giving them Chashivus. The whole purpose is to give them Chashivus. So starting with them gives them Chashivus here. Why? Da Amri Lahu. Atun chashvisu lememei belan rachav yakuli alma. You're so chashiv, we need you to daven for us. We need you to daven for the whole world. So we start with them because that's what we're telling them. You're the greatest. You're the ones that can inspire. You're the ones that can have tremendous effects. That's why we start with them, even though it's a dvar klala, even though it's a dvar something negative, but we still do it in the opposite order to inspire them and to inspire us. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue. You're here in the second paragraph of Maseches Tainis. We pick up next time. Parsha Shir was given yesterday, so Parsha Shir should be up already for Parshas Chukas.